Welcome to Politics Ohio from WISO in Yellow Springs. I'm Jerry Kenney. Ohio Governor John Kasich Tuesday took action on two bills restricting abortion in the state. One, known as the Heartbeat Bill, would have banned abortions at the fetus's first detectable heartbeat. The governor vetoed that bill, saying it would never survive a court challenge and would cost taxpayers thousands of dollars. But he did sign a second bill into law outlawing abortions after 20 weeks with no exceptions for rape or incest. Existing Ohio law bans abortions after 24 weeks. This week, we spoke to Robert Vaughn, assistant professor of criminal justice at Cedarville University, about how that bill changes the current abortion law in Ohio and the potential legal challenges to come.
The bill that was passed and is now law because Governor Kasich signed it, obviously pending its effective date, is a flat 20-week ban. And so there's no requirement of, for this viability testing to be done prior. It's just it simply is if a pregnancy reaches 20 weeks gestation, no physician is permitted to perform the abortion service once the gestation reaches 20 weeks.
So viability has been removed from that. Can you tell us more detail about that?
Yeah, prior court cases have focused on viability as the point at which states have an interest in regulating and prohibiting abortions. The concept being that once a fetus is viable, states have an interest that could override the privacy interests of the individual. They could then prohibit abortions if they want. And where viability is, obviously, is sort of a shifting. It's not exact science, but as science advances, viability tends to push earlier and earlier. Some have quipped that legal reasoning is sort of on a crash course with itself as medical advances continue to push viability of a fetus earlier and earlier. The 20-week ban that was instituted and signed by the governor just yesterday is part of what nationwide is sort of a trend of legislatures passing bills called the Pain Capable Act. And the focus is not so much on viability, but on is the fetus capable of experiencing pain. And so the proponents are saying that most medical experts would agree that a fetus at 20 weeks is capable of feeling pain. And so therefore, it would be cruel to induce an abortion at that point. And so therefore, that's the logic. Sort of the state has an interest in prohibiting that procedure because of the pain it would inflict upon the fetus.
Let's talk about the legal ramifications of the governor's action yesterday. Many pro-choice organizations and even the Ohio Democratic Party have stated that their fight will continue on this front. How do you see this playing out?
Yeah, I imagine they will. ACLU has stated that they would challenge the new law, and I'm sure other groups will join in with them. So there would be some legal challenges. Most of these challenges play out in federal court because it's a federal constitutional issue at hand. I imagine they'll bypass the state courts and go directly to federal court. The question of the constitutionality is interesting. I mean, I think there's about a dozen states that have passed these pain-capable bills limiting abortions at 20 weeks or prohibiting them after 20 weeks. Some states they've been upheld, some states they've been held unconstitutional. So the question hasn't yet been to the Supreme Court, and obviously that's the real test. I don't know that the court's current makeup changes its approach. If I had to prognosticate, my guess is the court would probably not view these laws favorably, but it's a tough question. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of briefing and a lot of legal argumentation that needs to be done in the lower courts before it gets to that point.
And let's talk about where you think this is going. Do you see more anti-abortion legislation being introduced with the advent of a new incoming president?
Yeah, I think so. Pro-life groups are pretty convinced that the court makeup is going to change in favor of a more pro-life view. And so therefore, I think you'll see this nationwide in states where they can garner majorities in their state legislatures, and they'll enact some more restrictions. And frankly, the heartbeat bill here in Ohio isn't necessarily dead, even though the governor line item to that particular portion of that bill. There is discussion even today that the legislature could reconvene, even though they've already gone on their Christmas recess. They could reconvene and try to override that veto. Under the Ohio Constitution, it's a 3/5 requirement of vote. So the original heartbeat provision had enough votes in the Senate to overcome that veto. In the House, they were about 4 votes shy. So I believe the Speaker now is kind of polling his members. Will there be enough votes to change? Or some that were on the fence, it would change and come back and override the governor's veto, in which case both the 20-week ban and the heartbeat ban would both become law. Probably less likely, but it's still a possibility.
Robert Vaughn is Assistant Professor of Criminal Justice at Cedarville University. Robert, thanks again for your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
I'm Jerry Kenney. You've been listening to Politics Ohio from WYSO. Find more episodes at wyso.org. There you can subscribe to our podcast, which is also available on iTunes and Google Play.